We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. The general election is coming up Tuesday, and, you know, in the past, I've gone to cast votes, and I will see that judges are on the ballot, and I'm asked whether or not I feel they should be retained. And quite honestly, some of them I'd never heard of, and so a lot of times, well, you know what, I haven't heard this person in the news. Okay, yes, yeah, they can. But there's a website, if you're like myself, there's a website, yourmissourijudges.org, that takes some of the guesswork out of those decisions and offers a review on each of the judges. And there's a statewide committee that reviews each of those judges. And joining us is Larry Tucker, Missouri Judicial Performance Review Committee Chairman. And he joins us on Show Me Today. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm sure there's a lot of people like myself who do that, who get into that position. It's like, well, I don't know what to choose. I don't know a lot about this judge.
I'm sure that's true. That's why our committee exists. It's to provide information for voters, because voters make the decision about who are our judges across the state, of whether in the counties where they're selected by the nonpartisan plan or otherwise. We just want to make sure they have information they can consider when they go to the polls and look at that issue.
Larry, how many judges are looking to keep their job this election?
Across the state, we have 56 judges that are up for retention. And of those, we have some that are in the Supreme Court, too, and then we have some from the Court of Appeals. And then in the six counties where the nonpartisan court plan is the basis on which judges are selected, we have the balance of that 56.
Larry, you head the committee that reviews the job performances. How many people are on your committee?
There are 21 members of our committee. It's made up of people who are lawyers and also non-lawyers. We have three retired judges. We have nine non-lawyers, and we have nine lawyers. They're selected from across the state to cover every part of the state, so they have an opportunity to participate in this process.
You'll be asked in the general election on Tuesday to vote to whether or not retain judges, and there's a website now that will help you kind of review those judges. YourMissouriJudges.org is the website, and Larry Tucker is joining us. Supreme Court, the Court of Appeal judges, they're a little different than circuit and associate circuit judges based on the cases that they hear. So what's the criteria that your committee uses when evaluating?
We use what are considered broadly acceptable judicial performance review standards. And for the trial judges, that's the folks we have in our associate circuit court and circuit court judges, we have 19 standards that we ask lawyers to review and answer in a survey rating the judges. And for Court of Appeals judges, there are 14 questions that set out those standards. And but just summarizing them in brief, we're looking for evidence of competency, efficiency, civility, you know, things that are important to all the people who appear in the courts in the state of Missouri.
Larry Tucker is with the Missouri Judicial Performance Review Committee. How long has this committee been around?
Well, the committee, the Judicial Performance Review Committee, has been around for, I think, since about 2016 when we became a statewide committee. Before that, we had more regionalized or localized committees in each of the circuits where the nonpartisan court plan was in effect. But we made it all a statewide committee in 2016, and every 2 years we are studying the performance of judges and issuing a report.
Of the 56 judges on the ballot this year, are there any red flags?
No. This year, we are pleased to report that every one of the judges who were reviewed met the judicial review standards that have been set by our committee and by the work we've done with other states and judges and academicians to get to those standards.
Has there ever been judges that have not been up for recommendation?
Yes, there have been. In fact, as recently as 2016, we had a judge that did not get a very high rating, and the voters decided not to keep that judge.
When we vote on the retention of a Missouri judge, what's the threshold? Is there a certain percentage of yes votes that a judge needs to get? How is that determined?
It's a simple majority. Okay. The statutes that govern this sort of election say it's a simple majority. One of the things we can say, though, is that the state has a history of overwhelmingly supporting its judiciary. And judges often get 60 or 70% positive votes because our experience is the judges across Missouri are very good.
YourMissouriJudges.org is the website where you can read the evaluations. Interesting, just a curiosity question. Supreme Court Justice Robin Ransom was just appointed in 2021, and she's up for evaluation this year. Is that typical for the Missouri Supreme Court that there's an evaluation that quick?
Absolutely. The way our system works is that after a judge has been appointed through the nonpartisan plan, and they've served for 1 year, then the next general election after they've served for 1 year, they are faced the voters to determine if they should be retained. That way, the voters have an early opportunity to decide if the appointment of that judge has been a good choice or not.
Larry Tucker is the head of the committee, the Missouri Judicial Performance Review Committee, that evaluates all the judges here in the state of Missouri. When you survey, do you go out and talk to jurors as well?
We do. Not every judge, of course, has jury trials. For instance, the appellate judges don't, but many of them do. And we ask jurors to fill out surveys after they completed their service, and we look at those surveys to see what they say, because those are voters sitting in the jury box and watching a judge closely throughout the trial. They get a very strong sense of how that judge performs. And so that's an important part of our evaluation.
Do the judges look at your evaluations? Do they look at that as feedback, or?
Absolutely. Our experience is that they look at that. In fact, over the years that we've been doing this, we've had judges look at them and then also make comments about the things that have been said in the reviews. We can detect from the way their views have gone that people make positive efforts to change anything they see as a possible shortcoming. So, yes, I think they pay a lot of close attention to these things.
So, I mean, overall, for the average Missourian, this is very positive, because you have judges that are being evaluated, but then they're taking those evaluations and then working off of them and trying to make themselves even better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a very positive sign.
Yeah, very good. Larry, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to make sure that people know that YourMissouriJudges.org is a great resource for information about these judges. People that with whom they vote or might not be familiar, they'll find a photograph there, they'll find a biographical sketch, they'll find our recommendation about the Judicial Performance Review, and they'll also find the materials we looked at in making the decisions that we did. I think it's important for the voters to see that, and we hope that they'll be adequately informed to make the right choice.
Larry Tucker is the head of the Missouri Judicial Performance Review Committee. We appreciate your time, and I'll be hopping on the website.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.